of her own, it really is a pleasure and truly an honor for us to come together with you today on behalf of the world's most vulnerable children, who SCAC is partnering with World Vision together to show up for, as your series is about. And as Pastor Roy mentioned, really for about the price of a Starbucks macchiato, you can change a life of a child and their family. So, World Vision is works in nearly 100 countries in the most difficult places, bringing Christ's love to the most disadvantaged communities through generous partners like you. You're the ones that make it possible to help children and families rise out of extreme poverty and injustice. As a matter of fact, as an aside, the UN has classified the most difficult contexts as, they call them, fragile context countries. Those are the countries that are the most broken, where there's the most injustice and greatest poverty. World Vision is operating in 8 of the top 10, 8 of the worst 10 countries around the world, including the Congo, South Sudan, Haiti in our hemisphere, Syria, Iraq. So you're on the front lines of God's kingdom building work. So as Pastor Roy said last week, and you're probably surprised I actually took notes, that you and I were created to create moments of God's kingdom coming. And you are doing that right now through your sponsorship, through your partnership with World Vision, by setting 218 children and their families, you're setting them free from life-choking extreme poverty. That said, you are empowering them to become who God created them to be, for themselves, their community, and for the world. So on behalf of those 218 children and their families and community of Bahoma, we want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We're truly grateful for you. So one of the cool things, as you'd mentioned in our meeting, Pastor Roy, we met in kind of midweek, that just a few years ago when this began, your church congregation grew by 218. And we would love for it to grow by about another 115 as well today. So as our president, Rich Stearns, he's the president of World Vision, he recently said, God always calls his people to march off the map for him, to reach those that are the most marginalized, the most vulnerable. So together with you, we're doing that. So as you know, SCAC is in the midst of your Show Up series. So this week is all about how your community, as Pastor Roy mentioned, is showing up for another community halfway around the world, actually about the other side of the world, or 11 hours time difference from here, in Bahoma, Tanzania. So the Bible verse we've chosen, John 10:10, I have come that they might have life and have it abundantly. We chose that because Jesus calls us, you, me, everyone here, the whole family of Christ, to be his hands and feet, to bring that abundant life to those, especially the most marginalized, those that are struggling the greatest. To the greatest extent. And what's truly remarkable is that in doing so, we too experience his abundant life. So it's a two-way blessing, which is, love that kingdom economics. It's a win-win for both. So it's really all about God working through us to bring transformation to others, and then in doing so, we become ourselves transformed as well. So we go to the next slide, please. So here you have, at the top of the slide, a portion of your vision statement, and then below it, our vision statement. And you'll see that they're both very well aligned, and that's because we share the same vision statement that Jesus calls us all to. And these are kind of a little bit different ways of saying the same thing. And that's why SCAC and World Vision are such wonderful partners. And that's because we believe, as you do, that every child, regardless of where they are born, has value, is brimming with potential, and deserves the opportunity to be, as I mentioned earlier, who God created them to be. They deserve to be loved, to have hope for a better life, and to know that they matter, and that they can actually play, they're actually created to play, as we all are, an important role in our community and in bringing God's kingdom throughout the earth. So let's go with the next slide, if we could, please. Maybe another slide. There we go. But first, let me give you a little bit of a, I'm going to give you a little bit of a glimpse into the reality that you're changing. So here's Tanzania, the east coast of Africa, and the Bahoma ADP is right up there, kind of in the corner near Burundi and Rwanda. Did we miss the video that was just before that? Yep. So what we're going to see here now is a video, kind of a little bit of a World Vision overview, just to kind of reacquaint you with just in the basic of what World Vision's work entails.
For the past 60 years, we've been partnering with people like you to help children and communities break free from poverty. But have you ever wondered how we use your donations to actually do that? We combine gifts from sponsors to benefit all children in a community, then leverage other gifts, products, and grants so we can do even more. When we begin working in a community, we start by following Jesus' example of coming alongside and listening. We sit down with children, families, churches, and community leaders. We listen to their unique challenges and needs. Do they need clean water, better schools, a dependable supply of food, basic healthcare, local jobs? What opportunities do they see? Next, we work with them to develop a 5-year action plan that will address the root causes of their challenges and bring fullness of life for all children. Once the plan is drafted, we help them put it into action. We work with their existing leaders and empower new ones, bringing the community together to address the needs they've identified. And if something in the action plan isn't quite working as well as it should, we go back and change it so it does. But it doesn't stop there. We don't just help a community get the things they need, like healthcare, education, clean water, nutritious food, and economic opportunity. We also train them so they know how to best care for and grow these new resources so they will continue to have them for years to come. When the community has grown healthier, safer, and more self-sustaining, then we transition out and move on to the next community in need. By now, the community is a better place for children to live and grow, and they're more equipped to handle emergencies and can even turn around and help their neighbors. From beginning to end, this transformation is made possible because of people like you, who are passionate about helping children and communities reach their God-given potential to break free from poverty.
Wow, my microphone magically grew. So as you saw from this video, World Vision's work is to partner with the communities that we serve to bring real and lasting transformation. And for this to happen successfully, the partnership really must be about deep and abiding relationships, as Pastor Roy mentioned just a few moments ago. Love your term, relational depth. So World Vision will actually go into a community, come alongside and walk alongside that community for about 15 years. And that is about the time it takes to empower the community to be self-sustaining and to continue the work that they begin with World Vision's help to rise out of poverty and to come into life in all of its fullness. As I've just mentioned, the work also must empower. It cannot create dependency. It's the difference between giving someone a fish and teaching them how to fish. And then the work must also be multifaceted and holistic and integrated. So while bringing clean water is amazing, or bringing health interventions or education or better nutrition are all amazing. They all have to actually, as you can imagine, come together. And they all have to be implemented in a way that they're all integrated in their implementation. They can't happen in separate silos. So it's a very multifaceted, holistic, long-term approach. So as we get back to Tanzania, I've already shown you that on the map. Let's take the next slide, please, into the next kind of a glimpse into the present reality that you're helping to change. And this is why you're partnering with World Vision in Tanzania. So here's some grim statistics. Tanzania is, as you can imagine, one of the poorest countries. That's why we're here together with them to help them. With their average GDP or annual income of $500 per person. Next slide, please. Oh, okay. Most of the people in Tanzania live in rural areas. Most of the poor people actually in the rural areas. And as you can see from this slide, nearly half of all children go without the basic necessities of life. That means clean water, adequate nutrition, basic health care, appropriate shelter. Nearly one out of two children lack this. Next, please. And because of that, you have 157,000 children below the age of five that die every year. And it's all from easily preventable causes. Next slide. So how do we get from those grim statistics to seeing this photo of a smiling mother and her young daughter? And that's where our partnership with God comes in together in this. In just a moment, Carrie's going to share a little bit more about the specifics on how this and how you're helping to make this possible. But something that I want to share specifically about this photo before Carrie comes up is the reason that we wanted to show you a photo of not just a child, but the child together with mom, is that you're actually also helping the parents as well. You're empowering the parents to be the parents that they want to be for their kids. And so with that, I would love to invite our wonderful, actually an inspiring volunteer to World Vision, Carrie Conklin.
I feel like I've been waiting for a party for a couple of weeks because I've been so excited to share with you guys. Just hearing about all the wonderful work that you guys are doing, sponsoring over 200 children, that excites me because I know what that means. I know what that means to these families and these children. As Randy alluded to, these communities have been struggling for a long time. That's why World Vision is there. They're experiencing generational poverty. And all you've known for generations is struggle and survival. You don't have the capacity to think about anything else. You don't have the capacity to think about teaching your children or even allowing them to go to school to learn and to grow. So what you're giving is life. You're giving them the message of full life in Jesus. And that's such a powerful gift. So World Vision, how do they do that? How are you doing that there in Bahoma? Well, there's four areas that child sponsorship focuses on, and they're called healthy children and parents, education for better lives, love of God and neighbors, and child protection and care. So World Vision just doesn't go into an area and just start giving away stuff and building schools and there you go. It's a process. It takes time. They've learned over 60 years that there is actually a method to this, to teaching and training and empowering people to change their own lives. So phase one, which is on the next slide, it's about 1 to 3 years, depending on the community. Their focus is listening to people in the community that have struggled and tried and who know what are the things that we're lacking, what are the things that would help us thrive. So that's part of that process is holding committee meetings and forming groups to talk about what's going on in the community. And actually, I want to share one thing with you. World Vision is the largest non-governmental provider of clean water in the world. How many of you knew that? And clean water is foundational to everything. But before you can put clean water into a community, people have to know the importance of sanitation. So if you put in a well and people don't know that they shouldn't have the latrine right next to it, you're going to have some problems. So the first thing that they do when they go into a community and they're going to look at doing clean water is they have a program called WASH. So they teach people, children, and parents because, I mean, let's face it, they haven't had a lot of access to resources and to understanding of what are the best methods for all of this. So they teach them how to practice safe hygiene and sanitation. And the community gets involved in that. They don't go in and just take a drill in, but people within the community will build the roads if they need to get the equipment there to drill a well. They're involved in every step of the way. And right now, Bahoma, we're going to talk about phase two, that's where Bahoma is in their development. This is what you're part of. And this is, I think, one of the most powerful and critical times in their development as a community. This is when they're shifting in their thought process and their perspective on how God views them and what their worth is. That is slowly changing because now they're starting to see that, wow, there's hope. Maybe my child won't die this year. Or my family has care because maybe a parent has contracted AIDS. There is more. There was a song or something that was read earlier in one of the songs, and you were wondering, maybe it wasn't the best song, but it touched me. There must be more than this. In the Spirit of God, we wait for you. You know, can you imagine struggling your whole life and going through these things and thinking there must be more than this, surviving. And now parents and fathers and mothers can think of something else than just keeping their family alive. So they're learning something new. They're learning about the importance of education, the importance of having a birth certificate, and maybe that early marriage isn't the best thing for their daughters. You know, there's one thing that is happening in Bahoma, and I wanted to read a few of these to you because I think they're so awesome. I forgot one of my pages of notes down there, so I'm going to probably wing it. You guys are helping equip three health centers with equipment and training for moms and young children. Farmers are being educated in better techniques and food preservation. Teachers started breakfast programs at 9 different schools so kids can learn. But also families with vulnerable children are being encouraged to enroll and educate them. And this is important for young girls because in a lot of communities, the girls don't get to go to school because they stay home and do chores or they go fetch water. But now they have, their education is valued. And one thing that they're doing in Bahoma is they're helping kids get birth certificates. Now, what is the importance of a birth certificate? Can you guys, anyone want to venture on that? Well, this is one thing I learned, and it's a very sad truth, but it is reality, is that early marriage is a big problem. So much a problem that some families will feel the need to not be truthful about a child's age, a young girl's age. A birth certificate is proof that maybe this girl that you think is might be 16 and should get married is maybe only 12. And so that protects these young, vulnerable kids from suffering. So that's an amazing gift. And also, there's a slide here. I think it's coming up. There's a group of kids all holding their health insurance certificates. So World Vision goes in and teaches them about these important things, healthcare and education, and that they have value. So a child who maybe has suffered and been sick, maybe previously struggled with parasites or things like that, these insurance cards are really important because maybe their family's too poor to get them the care that they need. Well, now they get that care because of what you guys are a part of. So I applaud you for that. And one of the things that's important about phase two is getting the community to take ownership of this. And there's a saying that we were talking, Randy shared with me, is that people won't create change or make change until they know that they can. So what do you do as what's important as a sponsor is your job, part of your job is to help them know that they are important, that they have the power to change their life. Stay in school. Do your homework. What do you want to be when you grow up? You can be that. God made you beautiful. God made you special. The next slide, if you want to go to the next one. So the phase three, that is where all of that training and retraining that those thought processes that maybe there isn't an angry God that's waiting to punish me. Maybe my crops, you know, failed because of disease and other thing and drought previously. Maybe my thinking that God was punishing, maybe that's not accurate. Maybe there are things I can do. Maybe I have help to do that and to learn to grow. Well, phase three is all about acting on all of those things that they've been taught in phase two. Forming savings groups, learning how to run a business, having training on how to grow better crops and practicing those and putting those into practice and creating methods within the community and groups that work together and build each other up and help each other out. Setting that plan for the future and sticking to it. So you guys have this amazing opportunity to walk alongside children and families and help them change their thought processes and be empowered and know that God loves them, God values them, and that you do, that you value them and that you care. And that is so important. How many of you tried to do something in your life that was really scary and new and you needed someone to come by you and say, you can do it. It's okay. Don't be afraid. This is all new, but it's okay. There is a way. God will help you through it. And that's important. That's one of the gifts that you give through sponsorship. I wanted to share a little bit about my own story of sponsorship. The name on my tag, Areth, she's in Rugu. So she's not in Bahoma. I'm jealous. I don't get to be part of your family here, but she is kind of the greater family of Tanzania. She's in Rugu, not far from you guys. And I've had the opportunity, one of the benefits of being a sponsor and having that relationship and walking alongside is the ability to know and to be able to help in a way that is personal to that child and that child's family. You can go to the next slide, please. This is a picture of kind of just a collage of letters and pictures, my correspondence with my sponsored girl, Areth. You can see in the letter, there's some little stickers on there. And those are actually stickers that I sent to her in one of my letters. So she put them on a little letter back to me. And then in the top right, there's a kind of a picture, and you're probably wondering, why are those goats and the pig in the picture? Well, one of the things that you can do as a sponsor is you can give a special gift. So when a child has a birthday or maybe there's a holiday that you both celebrate, you can bless them and bless their family and help them like turbocharge their growth and their change in their life. So I did a special gift for my little girl for her birthday. She got her family sat down, someone from World Vision, a volunteer, sat down with them and looked at what they needed, what would help them do better and grow and become more self-sustaining. Well, you know what? Two pigs, or two goats and a pig and a bucket were what they needed. And my little girl got a little cute little outfit to go to with it, too. But that was something that I could give to them that, you know, I could ship them something, I could mail them something, but how am I going to know what's best? So this is a great benefit. I can give that through World Vision, and her family knew that someone cared and that there was a way out of it. There was hope out of that situation. And that's what you guys have an opportunity to do here today. You know, I welcomed Arath into my family, and as Randy said, I have some other sponsored kids too. Just the opportunity to see these children, their first picture. I don't know if you remember if any of you have sponsored the picture of your child on the card when you sponsored them, and sometimes you just sponsor them because they look like they need a sponsor. They need someone to love them. They need to know someone cares. And my little girl, Arath, her sponsorship picture, I don't know if you can't see it very well up there, but she just had the look on her face and in her eyes. And she was only 5, I think, when I sponsored her. She had the weight of the world on her shoulders. And now to see pictures of her, you know, just kind of doing her thing, it's pretty amazing. It's a blessing to me. And I know, like, I look at her life, and I look at my little boy, Sadie, who's in Uganda, where child sacrifice is a problem and child labor is a problem. One of his first picture, the reason I sponsored him was because he had that look in his face like, I dare you. I dare you to care. And he just looked like he was having a conversation with God that wasn't so pleasant for God to hear, maybe. Why is my life like this? Well, now when I get letters from him, he wants to be a doctor. And then the other thing I hear about constantly is football. Actually, football. How do you say that so it sounds like soccer? But his community, soccer's huge. They play soccer all the time. So now when I get stuff from him, it's all about football. And that just makes me so happy because he's getting to be a little boy. He's not out in a field harvesting coffee beans or any other number of crops. It's a wonderful gift to walk alongside and for a blessing to see their lives change and to know that their community is going to flourish and thrive and that all of my kids will have a healthy place to grow up, and they can be who God created them to be. So thank you, and I'm excited. I'm rejoicing with you. I'm rejoicing with Bahoma. I can't wait for them to get a packet that says, okay, your kids are sponsored. They're all taken care of. Now let's move on. And thank you for letting me talk.
Thank you, Carrie. Next slide, please. So there's no greater investment of eternally significant impact that you can make than in the life of a child. This slide here is, you have the picture of loaves and fishes, which is my personal favorite miracle that Jesus performed in the scripture. And the reason is because it shows what God will do when we donate our lunch or our dinner so that others can eat. We all know the story. A little boy's dinner became enough to feed 5,000 people. And in God's, I like to think, sense of humor, must have 12 buckets left over of leftovers on top of that. So this quote next to the slide is actually one I find quite moving from a former sponsored child. If someone would be willing to invest in my life and believe that I can be someone greater than I can imagine, who am I not to believe in myself? The sponsored child has since now grown. By the way, the monthly investment rate of sponsoring a child is, coming back to loaves and fishes, is really, you know, talk about the little boy giving up his dinner. It's $39 is a pretty meager dinner in Seattle, and that's one of those a month is going to change a child's life, their family, and their community. So back to the quote. If we could see the next slide, please. This quote was made by this lady standing on my right, the one in the orange, got the orange World Vision vest on. She's now, as I mentioned, that she's a former sponsored child. This was taken in our community office that I visited earlier this year in Kenya. And her name is Shanina. And she is actually overseeing the operations, the implementation, the long-term community partnership that's serving nearly 100,000 Kenyans, 50,000 of those being children. She's an example of what your investment will do to be multiplied by the kingdom. I like to call that kingdom economics. It doesn't get that really any better than that. As a matter of fact, the newly elected president of Guatemala, is a former World Vision sponsored child. So you never know what kind of leader God is going to raise up through your faithfulness in offering up a pretty modest dinner once a month. So with that said, next slide, please. You know, you guys have a wonderful opportunity that I don't have, and that is to sponsor a community. You guys come together as a community to partner with another community. So that means you can, the children that you choose to sponsor, that you are sponsoring here, and that the 114 that are left in this community to be sponsored, you can come together as a faith community, as one, to pray for them, to make an impact for them in their community. And that's a really special opportunity. So with that, it's really our dream, the dream of your pastoral staff. And we know it's your dream as well because of your faithfulness for the first 218 that are already finding hope in a future, that all the children that you're coming alongside of will have the same opportunity at fullness of life. And so we'd love to invite you to show up again for these final 114, the most vulnerable children, so that they too might enjoy abundant life. The opportunities will be there outside. There's a table here outside of your worship sanctuary, and then downstairs I believe there will be a second table as well. So with that, we just want to say thank you, and God bless you, and may you too experience and enjoy life in all of its fullness. Thank you.
Normally we have a song of response, but I'm going to just close us with prayer and close us a little bit earlier today, just to give you all time to take a look at the tables, because you're going to need that time. And I'm expecting a lot of you to go down there and take a look. All right. So let's pray. Father, thank you again for this morning. Thank you for bringing Randy and Carrie here to help us understand the need, help us to understand our amazing opportunity to be able to change a child's life. We thank you, Father, for stirring our hearts, God, to be a church that understands that the gospel is so much more than just personal salvation, but it is the reconciliation of not only people, but it is reconciliation of all things, those who have and those who do not, those who are in power and those who are unempowered. God, it is a reconciliation, a fairness, an equity, reconciling all things. And so may we continue to journey on this path that you've allowed us to go on. May we be a people of love and reconciliation. May this church come together and do what you want us to do, Father, in Bujoma. We know you have a will and a way there, and we are amazed, God, that you would allow us to do something like this. So I pray, God, that your Holy Spirit will lead each of our hearts in what you want us to do. Help us to find and connect that right child. Maybe it's a particular birth date or an age or someone else, their name or their facial feature, something that reminds us of another child in our life. God, whatever it is that connects us. And help us, Father, to know that it's so, so, so much more than just a check that we write, but it's the relationships that we develop that mutually transform us. So we thank you, Father, for a wonderful, wonderful day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.